producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Happy hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. I'm still lost in the last hour because I was having such a great time being Scrooge McNutt, and now they're spoiling my fun. Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day program. Let's start a fresh new hour with some more bad news.
I'm down with that. Let's go.
Everybody, let's get into the bad news.
As long as you have a positive outlook about the bad news, that's the key.
Well, the bad news that I have here is about holiday drinking and holiday bourbon. Specifically,
really,
if you're a chronic heavy drinker,
right? What's bad about that?
Type of year can the drinking of bourbon causes insidious damage to your brain.
That's tough stuff.
Just bourbon?
Your brain.
What about
Scotch?
Like scotch? Anything.
Well,
okay.
It becomes sugar. If there is so much drinking going on at this time of the year, it becomes more of an underscore to what is going on to people who get intoxicated. Even in people who never seem intoxicated or are obviously addicted to alcohol, just one drink of bourbon can cause heavy brain damage. And apparently the folks from Seriscan and these other people that are examining brains now, and they've come up with this, and it has nothing really to do with the original research was done because of concussions and problems that people who were playing football and people who were in service got injured on the job, all of those sorts of things. That was why we originally were exploring the brain. Now they're finding as ancillary information. When they study these people, they're finding parts of the brain, whether you're a football player or whatever else, they see, wait a minute, what's this problem over here in this part of the brain that has nothing to do with injuries on the job or injuries playing football or in sports? And they find that it's alcohol-related brain damage. It has been completely undiagnosed, and it is not necessarily the cause of Alzheimer's. It will read like Alzheimer's. Other forms of dementia, people who get old and they don't have Alzheimer's, they don't have dementia, but they've been heavy drinkers of bourbon or scotch, they have forms of dementia.
What about vodka?
Show up more. Anything that has
alcohol.
But, see, no. But this is kind of a myth. They've come out with studies in the last year, thank God, that show alcohol does not kill brain cells. But the sugar but what it does on your liver, the sugar does definitely affect your brain.
And the impact of sugar on your brain, and because bourbon and scotch are so loaded with sugar, consider where this stuff comes from. It's like sugar cane, the stuff that had come from the way they aged.
Well,
I guess
any of the liquors.
Yeah, any of that stuff.
All
straight,
the really sweet
anything,
stuff.
Yeah. It's all the same.
So I guess vodka and gin is better for you?
Well,
because it's not as much sugar?
That's why I like Roberta. She's always looking for the out.
Right. Okay, I've got an out here. Here's the other side of this. People who have early Alzheimer's disease have something new to raise their glasses to, depending on what you're drinking. There's a new, very small study that shows that having a couple of drinks a day is associated with a lower risk of death for Alzheimer's patients compared with those who are heavy.
It pickles
drinkers.
Them. That's why. Just
right.
Pickles.
So, but here's the interesting thing. You got one informational bit on this side, and it could be confused with another informational bit on the other side that seems to contradict, because this study shows that having a few drinks a day is a way to lower your risk of death from Alzheimer's compared to those who drink a lot, or who do not drink at all, because apparently there's something in certain kinds of alcohol that lubricates your brain.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's scotch, and it doesn't mean that it's
it doesn't mean 20-year-olds should be drinking to help save them from Alzheimer's. It means that Alzheimer's patients who already have it are going to delay the effects by having it's at that point the damage that you would be doing by drinking alcohol is minimized.
Senior centers should have happy hour at all senior centers then.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So here's
3 to 5 every day.
The disorder is the explanation for the disorder or the benefits of the disorder comes from looking at people who have survived Alzheimer's because if you get Alzheimer's, it doesn't mean you're going to lose your mind. It just means that your mind is going to work differently. Sometimes, more often than not, it falls apart. But what the speculation is in this study is that people who are drinking, it's a social event that keeps people talking, using their brain. So chances are, if you're drinking, you're not drinking alone. And if you are drinking alone, then it's hopeless. Forget about it. But if you're drinking with other people, the stimulation, the social environment, which is proven to help those with dementia, the conversation, the potential positive association of having social experiences, conversational experiences, are what keeps people's minds working. And that's really the real way to keep you from getting Alzheimer's or dementia is to keep your mind working. Get the blood flowing to your brain and keep doing crossword puzzles, play Sudoku, keep working, whatever it is. People who keep working don't usually get Alzheimer's. They don't usually get dementia. Once in a while you find, my cousin is an exception to that. My cousin has it now and he's in a home. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He had 10 years ago, I remember, he told me that he thought he had early stage onslaught of dementia and Alzheimer's, and it took him until this year to really have it take over his life. And his wife has put him in a home, and his children are very angry at her because he's not at home. Because
his children don't have to take care of him 24/7.
No. That's the hard part. Yeah, they don't realize what it takes to do that.
It's so hard.
I think it's very difficult. But I feel badly about this because this guy is just a wonderful guy. And for him to have to spend, he's not even 80 yet, to spend the rest of his life like that. He's a very healthy guy. So how long do you live? If you're healthy and you got this, you can go on for a long time. But he knew it. He was conscious of it, even at the time of the decision to put him in a place where he would be guarded, if you will, or protected. He knew what was going on and still does. But you don't want to see it happen to somebody that you love. But yet, and Richie just said, well, how do you take care of it? Well, the other side of the question is, how did they do it 100 years ago? People say, well, how did they do it 100 years ago? There was no such thing as Alzheimer's and dementia 100 years ago. You didn't live that long.
Right.
So it wasn't a problem. And when you got sick, no matter what, 100 years ago, the family took care of you. Today, not so. You wonder about that. The person that you're with, would that person take care of you? If something happened to you, Roberta, would Tom take care of you? And Richie would...
Well, that's why I have long-term health care insurance.
that kicks in
after 1 month.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So you don't become a burden on your family.
Yeah. Well, but some people may want to
And it's
take
good
care
for any age, dependent. Really. You know, as soon as something happens to you. But then, you know, as you get older, it can go for senior living centers or, nursing homes eventually.
I know. You
need it.
I thought you were crazy. You talked me into doing this a number of years ago, and I thought, what am I going to do that for at this age? It is something that...
All you have to do is have one parent that goes into a nursing home, and you see the effects that it has on the entire family and the effects that it has on the financial aspects of the family, and you go, okay, where do I sign up?
And I have a friend who sells assisted living space. It starts at $10,000 a month.
It's astronomical.
My father, when he had his last stroke, and we had to put him into a facility, he was there for 4 months before he died, and it was $22,000 a month to take care of him.
That's
cheap. He was conscious.
$22,000.
$22,000 a month.
Yeah.
What he said, he was still conscious enough. He was so angry at me, and that was one of the sad things about his demise. He was so angry at me at the end because I told him that he would not go into a facility. He would stay home. No matter whatever happened to him, he would stay home. Well, Francis, his wife, couldn't take care of him. There were no bathrooms downstairs in the house. So she says, what am I going to do? And she said to me, okay, you're so concerned about it, you take care of him. So I thought about putting him in my house. But one of the problems, even though there's a downstairs bathroom, there would be no place I could put him that wouldn't be in proximity to the radio studio. And because at that point, when he lost his ability to basically talk or to communicate, all he did was yell.
Right.
And he would yell so loudly you could hear him in the next county. So I couldn't do it. But, you know, he never understood it. And it was a tough time, but it is tough. You're right about that. You wonder just how far people will go.
It puts such a strain on families.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd like to let everybody know that Roberta's doing her portion of the show this morning from the Waffle House kitchen in South Florida.
Can you hear all that? Yes. Preparing breakfast.
Where are you, by the way? I don't even know where you are.
I'm in Sanibel, Florida. Sanibel Islands.
How far are you from where I am in Melbourne? You're on the other side of the ocean.
Right, exactly across. Across. If you just go east to west, that's where we are. So just draw a line.
Yeah. All right.
About 4 hours, 5 hours away.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Happy Honda Days is here. When I think about getting a great deal on a Honda, I'm all...
Hey, is it morning yet? Everybody up? Up to the dealer! Let's go! Go, 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 go!
Then I heard every 2016 model comes with a standard rear-view camera. It was all like...
No way! That's crazy cakes!
Joyous deals for every side of you. Hurry into the Happy Honda Day sales event now. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Accord. At your Honda dealer. See dealer for financing details.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Minoso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Minoso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To review the top five songs from this week in 1989, starting with a couple of Boston bands. At number five this week in 89, Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator. You can use your imagination for the pictorial here. Was this a video? Did they,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Video?
Absolutely.
Very big one.
Yeah. What went on in the video? If I have...
What went on in the elevator?
Right. Pretty much imagine what went on in the elevator.
A rocker chick getting down with their beds? Oh,
Love in an Elevator. Okay, Aerosmith number five this week, 1989. At number four, another Beantown group, The New Kids. Jen loves this. Cover Girl, number four, Frank and Abrigie. 25 after a good day. All the New Kids on the Block side. I don't seem to remember this.
Yeah, this one skipped me when it was popular the first time, but they play it in concert all the time.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
How are their concerts?
Oh, my gosh, Dougie. They're insane. They are so good.
Energy, a lot of energy.
Tons of energy.
Around. Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow. Energy, and they really are
all
singing.
All the original members still involved?
Yes.
Really? So how old are they? I mean, Donnie...
probably, what, 45?
Walbert, early. Yeah, early to mid-40s.
Yeah, I've had a Donnie Walbert. Donnie Wahlberg.
He's about 45. Yeah. No, Donnie's about 45. And he's
number three from this week in 89, Roxette and Listen to Your Heart. Good pop song. Very good pop.
Just going to tell you, ladies, if you have any frustration, go see a New Kids concert because they're naughty.
Are they naughty?
Oh, yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, I love it.
Are they just crazy things to the concert?
Oh, yeah, you could. I mean, well, no. Donnie, you know, Donnie was super naughty, and then he married Jenny McCarthy. The last time I saw him, definitely not as naughty. He was on Very Good Behavior.
Really?
But the first time I saw him, he was making out with girls in the audience. Oh, my God.
Really?
So that's what you need to do to straighten yourself out is marry a former Playboy playmate?
That's it.
Apparently.
A stripper. All right, number three, Roxette. Listen to Your Heart, good song. Number two, Tears for Fears. Not the best song, but obviously a popular song. Crank it up, Richie. This is called Sowing the Seeds of Love.
Once again, another band who had 10, 12, 15 good songs put together on an album or two.
Yeah.
Got a
couple of hits out of it.
Enough to go touring.
Yep.
They were touring around for a while.
Yep. Hey, listen, they stood the test of time. Their hits were monster hits.
Yep.
And it's 30 years later, and they're still around. So.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so Tears for Fears in the number two position this week, 1989. Number one position belonged to Janet Jackson. He was big in the 80s, man. He was really hot.
And the 90s.
And the 90s.
Yep. Okay, so of all these songs, which one is your favorite? I'll start. This one was mine, Janet, for sure.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I would say Roxette, Listen to Your Heart would be my favorite.
Richie.
Mm. You know, as the rocker, I should go with Aerosmith, but I'm not a big fan of the Aerosmith Reborn generation. That was their earlier stuff I liked.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a toss-up between the two pop hits, Tears for Fears or Roxette.
All right, what about you, Roberta?
All right, Roberta.
Yeah, okay.
Right. None
this
of
is
them,
okay.
Right, none of them really
none
do,
of
it
do it for me.
Right. Listen to Your Heart's a good song, though, Roberta.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, but it's something that I would elect to put on to listen to myself. Let's
this
put it
is
that
an
way.
Era of music.
It will not be on my, won't be on my playlist.
Yeah, the none stars of these songs are
No. Everyone would be on my playlist.
Really?
Every single one of these songs would be on my playlist, except for maybe that Tears for Fears song,
yeah,
because it wasn't my
Tears
favorite.
For Fears.
No, I used to listen to Tears for Fears a lot, but that song.
That one is not a. Favorite. That's not a
no.
big Tears for Fears.
Right.
I mean, it did well in comparison, but there were a lot of lousy songs around, and that's why these songs did okay.
But
because they weren't as lousy as the other lousy songs that were around. This was a vast wasteland of pop music.
My generation.
But I gotta tell you, I got respect for Aerosmith for rebuilding themselves from the train wreck that they were in the 70s. Good job.
It's 28 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse, or does it come from the public policies that enabled individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country. And I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Continues. I'm Doug Steffen, 33 past the hour now, broadcasting from the studios of WMEL up and down the Space Coast. John Harbour, who runs the radio station, a great friend of this program's. Roberta Fasinelli, also a great friend of the program. And once in a while, she actually shows up to be on the air to broadcast.
Yeah, that's nice of her, isn't it?
Oh, well, very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com. Also responsible for lots of the content that we have at Doug Steffen. .com. For example, the story that you can see from today's show at DougSteffen.com from a church in Germany. They invited Star Wars fans to attend a special service this past weekend themed on Star Wars. So about 500 people showed up at church carrying lightsaber props or wearing Darth Vader masks. This isn't church, folks. The Zion Church in Hamburg, I guess. Berlin.
It happens all the time, actually.
Does it?
Yeah. Remember the little church I got married in on the lake down in Southern Virginia?
Yeah. Yeah.
They had a service there where it was based on
Darth Vader when you got married there.
No. But
I wasn't invited.
No, you weren't you?
Appropriately. Huh.
No. So anyway, they had a service there where where basically connected the Bible and Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, the good, the bad, and the Force. And, you know, God. And it was really interesting. And these services take place all the time, especially now with Star Wars being so big. You will see churches all over the place connecting the good, the evil, the Force into their sermons. It's a natural fit. It works.
Well, but you see, that's
basically
what
George Lucas got it from. It's not
that's
like
right,
George
exactly.
Lucas just made this up.
It's spirituality.
Yeah.
And the focus is on spirituality, not necessarily just religion. Religion is trying to come back. Commercial industrial religion is trying to come back from the abyss by adopting things like this that are a part of the spiritual base of, at least in my lifetime, having sort of wandered away from commercial industrial religion. religion and into what is considered spirituality. Roberta still goes to church, but she has that same sort of bent, as do I. I think that there is so much in the Star Wars stuff. That's why I wish there wasn't so much violence in it, because the story in and of itself is so good. It's always the good and the bad, the black and the white. I mean, right. How simple is it? The bad guy wears black, and the good guys wear white.
Well, except for the bad guys wear white, too. The stormtroopers,
Yeah.
You know, the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy is based on Christian religions.
Yes.
It was a contest between Tolkien and C.S. Lewis as to who could write a book based on biblical and Jesus and all the stories surrounding it. And Tolkien came up with The Lord of the Rings, and C.S. Lewis came up with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah. If you look deeply at many movies or music, you will see it's based in spirituality of some or religion at some point.
Yeah, right.
Look at U2.
Right.
I mean, we went through this before.
Oh, yeah.
All of U2's music is based on it from some point.
The Miss Universe contest doesn't have any good or bad, does it? It has no biblical. Is the Miss Universe pageant a biblical connection?
Garden of Eden, baby.
You think that's what it is? I'm looking at yet another story, another shot at Steve Harvey. I just can't get over how, and here I am spending time talking about it, but I'm talking about it because I'm more annoyed that people are taking so much time and energy.
Oh, I think it's huge.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Why is it huge?
I think it's huge.
Why?
If you looked at the expression on the girls' faces,
it was
poor Miss Columbia.
We're broke, we're at war, there are all kinds of horrible things going on.
If you look at the big picture, sure. If you look at the big picture, sure.
So it's Miss Columbia instead of Miss Philippines. Who cares?
She was crowned. She walked down the runway. She did the whole thing, and then all of a sudden they take the crown off her.
It was incredible. I'm hurt for life.
You know what? That one day when you get inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame,
and they take it away,
and then they put it away and get it back in it.
But to me instead,
right? No. I'm gonna have to take it away.
Kenny's scenario is the right.
You tell me whether it's no big deal.
My God, that's funny. Anyway, so apparently they pointed to the... I'm looking at the overview of what went on here, the cue card. There's some person that's supposedly giving the information to the teleprompter. I didn't think he was using a teleprompter.
He used a teleprompter throughout the whole show, and he was horrible at it. Kept mispronouncing words and having to correct himself.
He's a radio guy who's an extemporaneous ad libber. That's why he does so well.
He is good.
On talk show. He does
on
his
Family Feud.
This is a lousy job for him. He shouldn't have taken the gig. It's not a good job for him.
But
he doesn't have to worry about that anymore, I'm pretty sure.
The winning moment is they do not put the winner on the teleprompter. It's all on the card because they don't want the other contestants to see the winner.
Isn't there something going around that he said backstage that's what was on the teleprompter?
It wasn't on the teleprompter.
It was on the card. He got the wrong card. He was given the wrong card. And he didn't know, he wasn't paying enough attention to know who the real winner was. He was just more or less being robotic. He took what they gave him, walked out there, and read what
they... And they had rehearsals, and he never went for a rehearsal of that part of the show. So whether he took the wrong card, whether he read the card wrong, whatever it is, he didn't know what he was doing. He just took a card and read it.
See that story about the fruitcake? It's been around since 1878. We have the story at DougStephan.com.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. This is a fruitcake that's been, I don't know how they're preserving it. This one called for a year of aging. So when the current cake was being baked, the previous years was ready for consumption. This was back in 1878. Fidelia Ford of Berkeley, Ohio, made this cake. And instead of it going from year to year, the cake has been saved and saved and saved. It's been preserved since 18? Well, it was 1878, Kenny, wasn't it? And so, where does it get
placed?
It's
almost 140 years old.
Right. Well, we have that joke about fruitcakes every year, don't we? Yeah. Basically speaking, who wants to get a fruitcake? If it has a nice vanilla frosting on it, I think fruitcakes are actually quite nice, quite good. But apparently that's not the case with most people's taste for whatever the reason. Anyway.
Would you take a bite out of it?
This one that's been around since...
I mean, some of the stuff in your refrigerator goes back to 1878.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
Well, then he makes soup out of it.
Right.
It's been cleaned out. All right, 44 past the hour here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I have Greg Stebbin, who is our technology reporter. He also is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. Focus this week on drone registration, as many of them will be sold and put into operation this week. The FAA says if you've got one, you better register it. So why is it important, other than the obvious, or maybe we need to explain the obvious to some people, Greg, as to why this makes good sense, or maybe in your opinion, does it make good sense?
Yeah. You know, that's
maybe not.
I'm a tech guy, you know, so yes. I'm not a political guy and I'm not a public policy guy. But I mean, clearly you can look at what drones are capable of and even just talk to Rich about his new drone. And you can say, well, there's probably some safety issues here. There's probably some privacy issues here. Whether they should be regulated by the government or not is, you know, someone else's domain. But there's clearly a need for public education around drones. And I think that's part of the intent here, is just to make drone owners stop and think before they fly their drones. These things can be dangerous. These things can get in the way of other aircraft, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is this the best way to accomplish that? I don't know. But clearly,
how's this going to keep them from getting in the way of other aircraft? Just because you're registered, that doesn't mean smart enough to keep them away from
people will think about the... That's all I'm saying. I'm not arguing for it. I'm just saying if you go to the website, there's an effort there to educate you that, you know, these are the problems your drone could cause. And if you take the time, a minute or two, to read the website, you might stop and go, oh, yeah, I really don't want to cause my neighbor who has a small airplane from crashing.
I was just in the hobby shop a couple of weeks ago. My son and I were up there to get a cable. And the owner of the shop is showing us some of the higher-end drones, you know, $1,000 type thing.
Sure.
And these things, the more you spend, the smarter the computer is inside them. So once you start getting up to around $700-$800, the computer inside of it knows we live within 5 miles of Dulles Airport. And it says, you're in a restricted zone. I cannot fly over 350 feet. And the drone will actually stop itself.
How far can you go?
Really?
What's the farthest any drone
has gone?
Within
5 miles of an airport, you cannot go over 400 feet.
Up. What's the capability of these things? Can they go 1,000, 2,000, 10,000?
No, your range probably is about 1,000.
There's going to be some limit.
Yeah, because the radio you're using to control it, and then most of these higher-end ones, once it gets out of control, out of range of the radio, it will say, I've lost connection with my radio. I need to go back home, and it remembers where
I came. So, Greg, is this something that will, if you register your drone, you're going to be A-okay no matter what size the drone is? Everybody's going to, who has a drone, no matter what they're doing with it, needs to register it?
Yeah, there is the weight limits are between half a pound and 55 pounds. If you have a drone that weighs less than half a pound, you don't have to register it, or over 55 pounds, you have to register it by paper, and that's probably commercial. To Rich's point about, you know, the more you spend, the smarter your drone, most of them are not going to be smart $800 drones.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some intelligence here, and if it's not in the drone, hopefully it's in the humans. Right. And
but if
I
looking
don't
for intelligence, why are they bringing the government into it?
Well, that's my point. I'm not arguing for drone registration, but I am saying that this is clearly a device that that I don't
in the wrong hands can be a problem in the right hands, but then it's kind of like guns. We ought to have
I've been waiting for the comparison to gun registration.
Yeah, there you got it here.
By the way,
Greg
Doug.
Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Okay, so Amazon has added a streaming feature for new shows. Viewers will be able to enjoy a number of exclusive program options next year. There's a new comedy. These people are really going Amazon, Netflix. One Mississippi is a new show produced by Louis C.K. and this Sasha Baron Cohen. So should I figure this is going to be either a comedy or a real adult show, Kenny?
Both.
Really? Well, see, there's no one of the things that people like about this is there's no government interference. You can, you know, you watch whatever you want to.
Right.
And there's no regulation on it, which means the language may be a little saucy, maybe there'll be a little nudity, that kind of stuff. But hello, we're adults, are we not? But if you want to put that on regular TV, nope, can't do that. Microsoft has rolled out a countdown sale, which runs through the first week of January to attract you and other shoppers with discounts on movies, games, other applications. Sale features daily and weekly offers on downloads from the Xbox Store. Xbox is just a Microsoft product, is it not? That's it?
You think so.
Yeah. FDA... Tech wearables with health and medical functions have become popular since the Fitbit and Apple Watch have been released. Medical companies are hoping to use the technology to develop treatments for serious illnesses. So the FDA is getting in on the act. It's hiring positions related to digital health to prepare for an expected increase in companies seeking regulatory approval for wearable healthcare devices. Why do you have to have FDA approval to put a watch on? That's really
well. It depends what the health aspects of it are. If they're trying to give you medical advice through that device,
I give out medical advice. The FDA doesn't approve of my program. They probably wouldn't approve of some of the medical advice that I give out either. Visa, MasterCard, among the credit card companies innovating new payment technologies that will let you swap out a credit card for a smart device like a key fob, a ring, watch, or car system. Watch for that to happen next year, 2016.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes off.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I hate this place! I hate it! I just want to go home! Why don't we just go back home?
What are you searching for?
What am I going out of punch?
Great movie.
Wax on, wax off.
I don't know that people are going to recognize this.
Oh, yeah.
No, the song.
Are you kidding?
Oh, the song.
No, yeah. The song, not the movie. The song from, this is Survivor doing The Moment of Truth. After they did Rocky, I guess everybody figured, okay, well, we'll put them into movie themes. But it doesn't take away from the movie itself. This was the day the Karate Kid was introduced. So go back in your mind to 1984 when this was a big movie. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What are your memories? I know this is one of your favorite movies, if I remember correctly.
Well, this is where you're going to realize that I'm not quite normal, because in 1984...
I don't need to hear this to know that you're not normal.
I actually saw this movie in the theater 10 times.
10 times?
Yes. I loved it. It's great. And I'll tell you another story. Last year, I did a revival at my local community theater of it, and I had a contact, and I sent an email to the director, John Alveston, and he wound up doing a 10-minute introduction.
Really? Film
to our local audience. And let me tell you, I didn't speak to him over the phone. It was all email communication. But the guy was an amazing guy. And then he went way out of his way to make sure that introduction was perfect.
Isn't that nice?
That's funny. A girl that works here, she's 20 couple years old, just graduated from college, grew up in New York, and was best friends with Ralph Macchio's daughter growing up.
Yeah.
And didn't have any idea of who he was.
Really?
It was just like, okay, this is my friend's dad.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, and then I saw the movie, and I was like, wait a minute, you know? Yeah, but she said he's a great guy, and the daughter's just a great family.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one other quick story. He told me that originally they test screened Robert Downey Jr. for the part of the Ralph Macchio part of Daniel LaRusso, and they went with Ralph Macchio for one reason. He said one word is that Ralph Macchio was vulnerable. and Robert Downey Jr. was not. That was the reason that they went with that casting, which worked out brilliantly.
Hey, Rob Macchio is not a great actor,
no,
but he's so likable and so believable in the role that you like him.
Yep, that's a good casting. All right, Chuck is going to bring us some movie news in a moment here. This is Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So if your child says they're going to hold their breath until they turn blue, should you buy it? Well, you got to pay attention to it, especially if it's a medical thing. But more often than medical, it's a manipulation thing. Here's the science of it. When little Billy holds his breath, carbon dioxide in his blood increases and causes his little brain to automatically stimulate the breathing center, and voila, he breathes again. But what's the cheap psychological trick that's going on? Give in, and the child learns he can get his way long before their face turns bright blue. Granted, if your child has an asthma or medical problem, you got to be more sensitive. But as a general rule, parents need to be parents. And when they say no, they need to stick with it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, Chuck, what do we have in the news bag, the movie news bag?
I'm going to start with some TV news of interest. I know you probably talked about this yesterday before I went on the air, but CBS announced they're going to have a new Star Trek TV series on air.
Yes, yep.
2017. You know, I'm just curious. They're going to do Star Trek, CBS, and they have Supergirl on the air. So is the network trying to pull in younger viewers, or are they trying to make older viewers, Doug, like yourself, feel young?
I was working with you, Chuck.
Mic drop.
Did you just say something? Did Chuck just say something?
I'm just teasing with you. But I'm asking, do you watch Supergirl?
I did not watch Supergirl.
I think it's a really good show. And the lead actress, Melissa Bonet, who is on Glee, I think she is tremendously appealing and is going to have a bright future.
But does the Supergirl, isn't she supposed to look like Superman? Isn't the girl supposed to look like Superman?
No, not really.
Okay. She does. She's convincing.
One other bit of movie news. It was announced that the big screen version of the 70s TV show, The $6 Million Man, which has been retitled The $6 Billion Man, will hit theaters 2017. Mark Wahlberg will star in the film. Lee Majors played the original character of Steve Austin. A show that I was a big fan of when I was a young kid in the
1970s. Yeah, this date in 2006, debuting in theaters, Borat, Cultural Learning of America for Make
oh my God! That
I was buckled over in the theater laughing.
Yeah, that was good. That was funny.
Funny
the movie. The Santa Claus 3 came out with Tim Allen. A little early for that, but that was back on this date, 2006. Boys and girls, 59 past the hour. It's Movie Moments. A good day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.